Oh, man. Well, welcome to the Fundamentals of Community Podcasting. I'm Jamie Cavaliers.
I'm Ben Drape.
Who knows who I am?
I'm
Graham Burn. There it is.
Yeah. I'm upset that Graham is closer to me now.
Ouch.
You just mean emotionally?
Yeah.
Because we had that really nice talk the other day.
That's true.
And Ben wasn't there.
Oh.
Ouch.
I rearranged the room a little bit.
So the camera angles are different, and it's going to really throw me off when I edit this.
I was unsettled.
I'm still unsettled.
I came in, and I was like, I'm unsettled.
But we have some follow-up from last episode.
Oh, my fucking God.
No, we don't, because I can't remember.
So, last episode was kind of garbage.
Yeah.
We all agreed. We were tired.
No, our last
episode. Our
last
episode.
Yeah.
Was garbage.
Yeah.
It didn't go well. We didn't respect the show enough. It was a good episode that we kind of did some poor stuff on. So, in spite of that, I've decided to vamp up our production value. I've rearranged the room, and I got us a fog machine. Because nothing says production value.
Fucking God.
Like fog machine.
Nothing says audio podcast like visual
effects. I apologize to our audio listeners right off the bat. If you want to see the full experience.
Nothing says us suffocating in this attic like a fog machine.
I'm never going to watch the videos for this. I'm only going to listen to the audio, and I feel like I'm going to miss a lot.
Episode 9, debate.
Is it
debate 101 or is it debate 109?
It's debate 101. The episode's 101. Oh, I was wrong. It's 109.
I thought
I spoke
so.
Too soon.
Because it's
creative.
Season, I thought, yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay, so the episode is Debate 109. It was directed by Joe Russo, written by Tim Hobart. It came out November 12th, 2009, and it was seen by 5.09 million people, which is down.
0.9. 5.9 would have been up.
Would have been great. It would have been up. But after home economics, it went down.
Gotcha.
So the dean solicits Jeff to join Annie in a debate competition where they will debate against... they will compete against star debater Jeremy Simmons to debate whether man is intrinsically evil or good. Abed's latest student films show a premonition tendency that frightens Shirley, who's... predicted behavior
prescient.
Includes being chased by a werewolf, which often offers his services as a hypnotherapist to Britta in her attempts to stop smoking. I am not a presenter.
Prescient.
Okay. A plot, debate, B plot, Abba and Shirley, C plot, hypnotherapy.
Yes.
I
always argue that the hypnotherapy is the B plot.
I knew we were going to discuss
this. Well, we don't
get
a ton of Abed and Shirley, do we?
That's not true, actually. We get a decent amount of Abed and Shirley.
Describe the plot of what happens with Abed and Shirley.
Abed predicts the future on like 6 different occasions.
Okay, no, that's the premise. What's the plot?
I don't go to fucking film school.
Yeah, but you
Graham.
Know what the word plot means.
Yeah, well.
So the plot was, I agree that there was no story circle. They didn't learn anything. There was like they didn't really.
That's why I think it's the C, the B. Like we return to Pierce and Britta a lot, and there's like an.
That's
arc,
true.
Arc to
That's
how that
true.
Works.
It was just a particularly large C plot. I would.
Yeah,
say.
Then it's the C plot is larger than the B plot.
I also
that
don't know.
Would make it the B plot.
If
That's what I'm saying. That's my argument.
A plot and B plot is obviously a
please
a
don't.
Term, but I don't know if the
get
C plot.
Get your finger off the fucking fog
I'm
machine.
I'm just trying to. Okay, well, it's not really work. It's to be fair,
okay,
it's like a
Jamie
10-year-old.
Brought a fog machine. We don't know why.
We're very confused.
I
and
bought
I'm
it
kind
used.
Of worried I'm gonna suffocate.
It's like a 10-year-old fog machine.
Yeah, they bought it a long time ago though, and this is the first time they've like decided to use it for a bit, which I feel like it's a waste, but.
This bit is a waste on this audio podcast.
Well, yeah. It's a visual effect. It's loud as shit.
Yeah,
it's
but now people
really
will be more
annoying.
Tempted to watch the video portions.
And now they'll be more annoyed with the audio portions.
There you go.
Look, if the studio catches on fire, we'll never know. We'll be like, Jamie's doing another fucking bit. And then we'll burn alive. Is that what you want?
I feel
this
like
is
we're
a call-out podcast.
It looks like we're hotboxing into this. Is great.
It does kind of look like we're hotboxing.
Okay. So let's talk about the A plot. I gotta take a second here.
So the A-plot is the debate, is the title of the episode, Debate 109. It's another one where the dean tries to convince Jeff to do something. And then
in order to prove Greendale's glory.
Right, but he bribes instead of blackmails. Dean has a pretty great joke here, though I thought about it later, and it doesn't make a ton of sense. So he wants Jeff to help the debate team to beat City College debate, and he's like, our sports teams have no recognition. The reason that, and the joke is, he goes, the best compliment our sports teams get is that our basketball team is really gay.
Yeah, yeah. people say our basketball team's gay. And then later in the episode...
No, but debate's not a sport.
What?
Debate isn't a sport.
But agree.
It's still a team.
It's just a team activity.
He's saying we've given up on the sports, so we gotta succeed somewhere.
Right, right.
And this is the first time we see the rivalry between City College
and Greendale. That was one of the things that I wanted to talk about.
That rivalry is fun.
Yeah,
I agree. I love that there's these two community colleges
that are
battling against each
other.
You know,
it's never stated if City College is a community college.
It is a community college.
It is. It's called City College.
That doesn't, because it's...
I get what you're saying,
city colleges are,
but it's
colleges.
Basically, I think it's heavily implied. It's another community.
I agree.
Actually, you know what? Jeff does, I don't know what episode he says this in. It might be in season 6. We're not even the best community college in our community.
Okay.
Referring to, I believe, City College.
Okay.
Because it's very clear City College is the better of the two.
Fair enough.
And Annie says she's going to transfer, and you don't have to apply to... a regular college, and she never makes any reference to applications, just
that's
that
fair.
She's transferring
that's
credits.
Fair. I'm interested because this comes up multiple times.
It does.
Annie transferring, and she kind of has this resolution more than once. And this is, I think, one of the first weaker points, not of this episode, but of later on.
That she keeps
going back and forth. And
well,
she keeps having this dilemma like she hasn't had it before.
It's the struggle that all TV shows go through with that, like, it doesn't make a ton of sense for all the characters to stay there. So they have to introduce the possibility of them leaving where, like, you know that they're not going to leave.
Yeah.
Because of the sake of the show. Like, I was watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine the other day.
Were you?
Shut up. It's a great show.
I bet.
In the first season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, there's a part, maybe it's, yeah, it's the end of the first season. There's a part where, like, one of the main characters gets offered... a higher up police position at a different precinct.
Right.
And they're debating if they're going to take it or not. And I think those plots are dumb because they're never going to take it.
They're signed on for. The only time that really it worked, I guess, was Jim moving out of the Scranton
branch.
That's
true. Because
they did follow up
one.
With Jim.
That was good.
Right. They kept him on as a series regular. He wasn't there anymore.
Which, and they hired an whole
my
other
lord.
Crew
I just think
people.
It's like
Jamie
it's,
Collier.
I mean, that's how we found Andy Dwyer?
Yeah. No, that's
no,
Parks and Rec.
That's Parks and Rec.
Andy
right.
Bernard.
There we
Andy
go.
Andy Bernard. Please stop.
But I think it's like it's unsatisfying because there's no suspension. There's no there's no tension there. We don't ever believe
that Annie's ever gonna leave Greendale.
Exactly. So why do we care?
Nice going.
So why do we care? it's the same reason I watched The Darkest Hour the other day, and
is it good?
No. And the whole you would especially hate it because you loved Dunkirk, and it was just around Dunkirk.
I didn't love Dunkirk because it was about Dunkirk. I loved it because the direction was fantastic.
Yeah,
it was really great.
I did not like The Darkest Hour. I thought the script was not good.
Oh, that you see, that's a problem. That's a problem.
But
obviously,
the thing that I mostly didn't like about it is because it's the whole thing is is Winston Churchill going to surrender or is he going to continue fighting in the war?
And we know that he's...
basic knowledge of World War II, you know he's going to keep fighting the war. So there's no fucking tension.
Yeah, and it's in those moments it has to be how is this going to happen rather than. Mm-hmm. Is it gonna happen?
So we don't believe that Annie's ever gonna transfer.
Yes, and it's just some added drama. I guess. When else does it come in to
at the end of the season?
The end of the season
go to Delaware,
but there right. It comes up one more time, and I can't remember.
Does
when.
It come up in the end of season 2? Is that a plot?
So...
No, because that well the secret plot point there is just that. Are they gonna vote Pierce out of the group, which was a real thing that could happen. Because Chevy Chase was trying to leave that show.
The end of season 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've done some research. One of the other follow-up points that I forgot about, which because I should have written them down, was I did some research, and Chevy Chase is a dick. He's a terrible person.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, Chevy.
Who knew? Lots of people. As
apparently
it turns out.
Not us.
Yeah. Damn, the light went out. you motherfuckers. Okay, so Annie, who cares? She doesn't leave. City College is great. I love the relationship that the other dean... Well, he doesn't get introduced, so we shouldn't talk about it. But I love the...
the dean is so
the
concerned.
Dean of City College with the dean of Greendale.
Oh my god, those two. Their dynamic
is
so,
so
funny.
It's so
but
good.
He doesn't even come in this episode.
No,
yet.
He
so
doesn't.
We won't talk about
I love
it.
That that City College has a huge debating fan base.
I know.
At the debate,
Greendale
like,
is like really...
There's like 10 people in the stands at Greendale. And yep. Then on the City College side, it's packed and they're cheering. And they love Simmons. And like...
Yeah. Prize
that
debating.
Plot, I mean, that whole A-plot is really good in my opinion.
I agree.
I think they did a great job of like... kind of showing this was another episode that showed Jeff's lawyer really well.
Yeah.
And made you believe that he was once a lawyer. My favorite part of this whole thing is that it is all going straight to you.
One of the other things that we get introduced to is Annie and Jeff.
We get a huge
tease. New direction for their relationship. And by that I mean sexual relationship.
Yes, kind of forbidden. It turns into a forbidden
romance.
Not romance. It's never really a romance.
I think it's nothing but romance because it's never a relationship. It's never sexual, but it is just like Jeff loves Annie and Annie is in love with Jeff. However,
they know they can't.
They're not compatible with each other.
Well, it's not even that.
And if they had
on a basic level, it's the age.
Especially, which is why I'm saying is like they're not compatible for each other. Like okay. Just all the exterior odds are. Had they been like the same age?
How old do you think Jeff is?
I think he's in his late 30s.
He's late 30s. Just like Shirley,
like
they're the same age.
Older.
He's significantly older.
Oh yeah, he and Shirley are like
Annie.
The same age.
Yeah.
And Annie's 18.
Annie is 18.
Yes.
Yes, maybe 19 at this point. Maybe.
Maybe, but she's like she turns. She's 20.
She said she was 18 like two episodes ago.
Then she's 18. Motherfucker.
Fuck. You.
Because in Troy's birthday episode, they're both 20. Potentially.
No.
I know. I say
Annie's
potentially.
19 in Troy's birthday episode.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
Well, then she has a later birthday
she
than
says,
Troy.
She
but they're
says
in the same
she's
grade
19.
Level. He turns 20,
because
which is really
he
him
turns
turning 21. 20,
and then he actually turns 21.
You're right.
Because Annie would be turning 20.
But
that's in season 2.
Because everybody is 10
two,
twice, because fifth grade is really hard for
everybody. Mom, what else have you left? which is a great bit. But what is that episode's mixology's in season 2.
I think that is in season 2.
So she's 18. Great. Glad we got that covered. Couldn't
she
have
could
just
still be not. Point going. Being, there's still 20 years between her and Jeff. We don't need to debate.
Yeah, why did you bring up that 1 year, Ben? That doesn't make it better.
yeah, you got me. Oh
like, hey,
my
hey,
god.
In the creepy
you.
Man's defense, she was 19.
I forgot the
question. Oh, but also Jeff has the conflict because he like tries to do the flashy style and they get him it gets him 0 points in the debate.
Which I think is a nice not bait and switch, but like a turn where Jeff always
right.
Just talks out of his ass. But
it's
the first time he talks out of his ass.
Turning point for his
yeah.
His character.
It shows that effort actually makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. So the B plot of this episode.
B plot of this episode, which is the smoking thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of smoking.
Oh my god, stop this. Did you just agree with me so you could do a bit? I appreciate it. This is another example of Pierce like wanting to be helpful.
Yes.
And volunteering his skills when he doesn't really have them.
And then failing and then actually not failing.
And then like you think that he's being gross at one point, but it's really just him tricking Britta.
Yeah.
You know, essentially, so, and I think, like, I think this adds a little bit more depth to Pierce's character.
Oh, completely.
In the same way that.
Completely.
Was it, what, I don't remember what episode we were talking about, but, I wanted to say, there's these little moments with Pierce, where Pierce transcends the old racist guy, and, like, there's a moment where, like, he becomes a part of the group, you know?
Yeah.
And we'll talk about this more in the next episode, because they have actual notes about that.
Yeah, he has those moments, but I do think that he's still, and I think that's why they keep him around
for sure.
That's why they don't get rid of him.
Because why?
Because he has moments where he belongs.
Yeah.
That's why they don't kick him out right away.
Sure.
And why they have to... successfully kick him out. And then,
no, they were like, you know what, we're not going to kick you out. And he goes, you know what, don't want to be part of your group anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, that's next year. So
that's actually the end of season two.
Yeah, which why I was saying next year. Yes, we won't get to it.
Until you said the end of season one.
Somewhere.
I think. Maybe not. I could be hearing things. Out there.
You'll listen back when we edit. Okay, so Annie and Jeff, I think it's really cute. And at this point,
you forget that it's creepy because they're the most likable characters.
Yeah,
they're not the most likable.
I think Jeff is one of the most likable characters. Despite him being a dick, I think he's extremely likable.
Joel McHale makes him very likable.
Exactly. There's a reason why, and I think on top of Joel McHale making him very likable, I think the way Jeff is written is that you recognize that he is a dick, but you also see the good in him. And because he's Jeff Winger, you focus on that good. When I watch Community, I care about Jeff more than I care about most of the other character.
Last Jedi spoiler, but not everybody in the world has seen it. Kylo Ren, there is still some light in him.
Okay, this is coming out in 3 months, so everyone
will have seen it.
I don't know. Annie and Jeff is much more likable than me than Annie. I'm not Annie and Britta. I meant Jeff and Britta.
Oh, yeah, completely.
I don't like Jeff and Britta.
No, me neither. I got really excited when they had the thing at the end of season two or season one, and then I realized, wait, no, I hate this.
Yeah.
I hate it a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know
because
if,
it's not healthy.
Yeah. I think that Slater and Jeff
belonged
very well.
And the worst part is I was totally rooting for Britta and Jeff initially.
Me too.
Yeah. That's because that's what the show is, you know,
pushing you, not forcing you.
Did I say pushing?
No, I said forcing.
Oh, okay.
You said pushing.
So I like this B plot because Pierce is helpful, and it shows that Britta actually does want to be a compassionate person.
Yes.
And she's like, I don't want him to feel bad. But also, it also shows that she doesn't really have, a well-defined, way of doing that. Because, when Pierce falls and needs, medical attention, she's like, I pretended to still be under, so he wouldn't feel bad.
Yeah, why did she do that? Was that just so he wouldn't feel bad?
No, it was for his sake, yeah. Which is actually
a
very nice thing.
She didn't try to get up.
I also think she just didn't want to get up.
I would love to look back at the tape. Let's see what happens. I think the performance is playing more that she's doing it out of respect than she is.
She's doing it to make him feel good about himself.
I feel like that's too easy of a way out.
No, because she, in the beginning of the episode, she yelled at him while she was, in a withdrawal-esque kind of thing. She hadn't been smoking cigarettes.
Right.
And so she's doing that to pay him back, essentially.
I like when they're talking about how she needs to start smoking again, and they're all weirdly justifying it but shouting over each other, and Shirley's like, you'll lose weight, your skin looks so much clearer when you smoke.
Yeah, they're all trying to get her to smoke.
It's really funny.
And
it's
she's
funny.
Like, thanks for your support, guys. But
and then Pierce is the one who comes out, which is interesting.
Yeah,
because actually it's really interesting when you think about it, because Pierce is usually the one who's saying all the mean things and trying to get the bad stuff to happen.
Correct. Yeah.
And in this case, he's the one who is trying to prevent
be helpful.
It.
Yeah.
It's a nice character flip.
He wants to be seen as helpful.
Yes. All right, let's talk about the B plot.
You mean the C plot?
No, I mean the C plot.
Yeah. The C plot's great in this episode.
So oh, funny. My goodness.
That's one of the first really hardcore community-esque subplots.
Yeah.
Yes.
Abed
really
essentially makes Community, but is predicting the future.
He's predicting the future. So he's got all these actors. Yeah. That are playing all of the characters in Community, right?
They play out these conversations, but it's a week before they actually happen.
And so Shirley's spooked by it, and they have the whole subplot. But
Troy
finds it.
He goes,
initially.
Have you guys seen the film production, the film department's website? And Jeff's like, what do you think? And then
you got me wet.
Sorry. Thanks. Sorry.
So he's like, have you seen the website? And he's like, what do you think? And they, Troy, shows them, a clip of, he's like, we had that exact argument a week ago. And then Troy's like, yeah, but Abed posted it two
weeks
ago.
And everyone's like, mind blown, blah, blah, blah. And Shirley is spooked. And yeah. then
Abed comes in.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just really good at predicting human characteristics.
Yeah, he reads social cues well and all that stuff.
Exactly. And so he like he's like, Shirley is like something like a kind, loving, like Christian something. And then she goes, ooh, that's nice. But Abed is standing behind her and he says, ooh, that's nice at the same time. And she's like, whoa. And he goes, but she also has thinly veiled anger issues. And she goes, watch it. And he's like, watch it.
It's so funny.
It's great. It's a great moment.
It's a very good moment. And it kind of, it's the first time you see like a good Shirley-Abed dynamic.
Yeah, which you don't get until Abed becomes Jesus next season.
What?
Remember when she hires him to make a movie about
about
Jesus, and then he essentially
that
becomes
is
Jesus,
such a good episode.
That's in season
great.
Two.
That yeah. is in season two.
It's early in season two.
Season three, my bad.
It's, no, that's a, such a great episode.
I'm trying to think what the A plot in that episode is because it's such a funny B plot.
I don't know. That felt so much like the A plot because it was so huge.
No, the A plot is Jeff is dying.
Right, that was the cholesterol.
And Pierce's mom dies.
See, but that was more of a B plot. We'll talk about it.
We'll get there next year.
Okay.
Okay. I love Jeremy Simmons. I think he's. I don't know who that actor is, but he's great. He's fantastic.
So good. Yeah.
He's very funny.
The wheelchair bit where he flings himself at Jeff. So good.
And then the combination where Annie kisses.
Yeah. That. Not only was that like hilarious and well acted.
Yeah.
It was. Really well, like it was creative.
It was like well directed, well executed.
But it was well written. Like that's such a creative solution.
I also love that Abed knows what he's doing. Like the camera pushes in on Abed and he's like, he's pulling a gambit. And like, what does that mean? I love that Abed, like,
Abed is just all knowing when it comes to shit that's not important.
What's a gambit? It's a gambit?
It's a gambit.
I thought it was cute how they all came to support Jeff and Annie at that.
They're friends.
Yeah, and it's nice to see that that was another opportunity for the plots to come together.
Yes.
Because I'm pretty sure Abed, because this is that culmination moment when they're waiting to see if Annie and Jeff
kiss.
Hey,
get off my Toby jug, motherfucker. You're still toying with my Toby jug.
This is...
I mean, wait.
This is the culmination moment when they're waiting to see how good Abed is to see if Jeff and Annie will kiss.
Yes. Well, no, they don't. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Okay.
Well, because Shirley doesn't believe it.
Right.
She's like, there's no way that's going to happen. Like, she says that.
And then the werewolf thing. And,
oh, my Lord.
Which is hilarious. And then he's like, and then so for some funny. Reason, John Michael Higgins says, we got to go party. It's a full moon tonight.
Oh, yeah. And he's like,
so funny.
It's great.
It's really great. Good.
And I don't doubt, because, you know, in this world of Community, there are zombies. There are, you know, it's like zombies actually exist. Like, it's not like a nightmare or a daydream.
No.
So it is very possible that...
We haven't... Have we gotten... No, that's the next
episode.
No, it's
next
episode.
Season.
Professor Whitman comes back. He's the coach of the debate team.
Yes.
He is.
I think that the episode started airing, and so then they were like, oh, wait, Higgins is... Or maybe they just loved working with him. I don't know. I wasn't there. My thought is just like, that they started being more self-reflexive. They were like, they were able to see, oh, this did really well. Let's bring that back.
Yeah, I'm glad Whitman was there because he was funny in this episode.
I agree.
Like, he was very, very small but funny.
A lot of great lines in this A-plot with this debate where, like, Annie's trying to get Jeff to, like, engage. And
yes.
And he goes, maybe Simmons is right. You really are all sizzle and no steak. You probably couldn't beat him if you tried. Jeff goes, what do you mean I can't beat him? You and I are going to study harder than we've ever studied before and beat City College tomorrow. And Annie goes, really? And Jeff goes, no, who am I? iCarly?
It's a great bit.
Oh. The fact that he said, who
okay,
do
then
you
I'll,
think
I'll,
I am,
then
iCarly?
I'll just talk about my another part that I loved, because I'll just go through things that I loved, and then I'll
okay,
talk about iCarly again. As that we didn't talk about it before.
Let's,
you can cut it out. I'm sorry.
No. That's, no, I love,
we're not cutting
I
that
love
out.
The montage that...
Okay. No, I'm talking about this passive aggression you guys are doing. You can cut it out. I'm being
I've
a,
had enough
I'm
of it,
being
actually.
A middle-aged dad. Hey. You know,
cut it out.
You only hear
you
that phrase
like
coming
dad.
Out of the page of middle-aged dad.
You do look
hey,
like a
hey,
middle-aged dad.
You
got the sweater and the collar coming out of the sweater.
For those who
khakis.
Don't see, he's wearing khaki pants. He's wearing nice matching socks.
I'm wearing khaki pants because they're the only ones that I could find this morning.
Mm.
I only have shorts in my drawer and then this pair of khaki pants.
How many pants do you have?
I have a lot of them back at school.
Oh. Yeah. In the sunny state of California.
Yeah, so he brought all of his pants to the place that's 70 degrees and none of his shorts. And he left all of his shorts here in the place that's 10 degrees.
Yeah, yeah. I brought home all my dirty laundry and most of those shorts. That was my mistake.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I love the montage. The montage is so funny.
Oh, yeah.
The debate montage.
Yeah.
Which starts with Jeff saying, "A little man named Jesus," and then everyone.
That's a fun fact. That's actually a misquote. Jesus didn't say that. It was the Apostle Paul.
Ooh, damn! Yeah.
Wow, you got him.
Are you Catholic?
You got the fake lawyer.
Catholic. What religion do you prescribe to?
I like prescribe. I like that.
I think it fits really
well.
Yeah,
it does. I also like when people talk about the denominations of Christianity and you say, "Oh, what flavor are you?"
I love that.
I love using flavor to describe things that aren't
flavorful.
That don't have any flavor. Christianity doesn't have any flavor.
You did it, Grimburn. You use gustatory in a sentence.
What's the definition?
I'm very proud of you.
Gustatory as relating to food and things.
It's relating the taste, the sense taste.
But I think that was one of my problems that I'm worried about. It's the fact that Pierce is so easily forgiven. It's just thrown off like, he's just an old man.
That's true. They don't do anything about it until season 2.
They're not like, no,
motherfucker. It's not a true conflict until season 2.
I agree. Well, the problem with that is that it's not even, their issue is that it's not that he's racist. It's that he's
just
too antagonistic.
Horrible.
He's just being mean. They don't like him because he's mean, not because he's being racist and offensive. My issue is that they're just throwing it off like, oh, don't worry about him. He's just old racist Pierce.
But yeah.
Is that,
you can't get mad at him.
Maybe is that an evisceration? Maybe we're just giving them too much credit by saying this, but is that maybe an evisceration of how we treat old British people
in
our
society? I think that's exactly what it is.
I think that could be it. I also think maybe that's just us giving them way too much credit.
I think that's
too much credit. Maybe it's like 2010 and they think they can be casually racist.
I think, because the issue, because I ran into this issue, I'm like, okay, well, you have to, people need to have conflicts, I guess. Like, people need to have, like, Jeff's inner conflict is he's a dick, but he needs to be forgiven. You know what I'm saying? And so, but Pierce is never forgiven for it, I guess. He's like, it's said that it's wrong, but no one ever stops that.
There's a good parallel at the beginning of this episode.
You open the fucking kettle. Congratulations.
Jeff, or maybe it's the beginning of next episode.
Yeah.
But, bingo card, next episode. Pierce makes a joke. He's like, man, if that Dean Pelton gets any crazier, he's going to win one of those Grammy Awards. And then, like, 5 minutes later, Jeff says it, and everyone laughs.
Really?
And I think that illustrates, like, that Jeff and Pierce are actually kind of similar.
And it's also, like, there's also a moment where Pierce, I forget which episode this is in, sits in Jeff's seat.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I get it. It's the chair.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
And this is the introduction that he goes, what is it? The chair?
Yeah. That's another, and this series is so good at
subtle callbacks
and building on what was there the week before.
Yes.
That I guess in a time right before the golden age of television, I don't know, might not have been at the forefront.
Fair enough.
Do they do it a lot in, like, I'm trying to think of other shows that it might happen in.
Not, like, noticeably.
And, like, 30 Rock, it might be,
when
like,
they
really
do it
a little bit in 30 Rock.
When they do it a lot in shows, they're doing it as, like, oh, look at this, we're doing a callback.
30 Rock has a lot more of the meta stuff than they do of the callbacks.
I love 30 Rock.
30 Rock has a lot more meta. I was never able to get into.
Oh, my God,
30
did
Rock.
You watch past the first season?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
how?
Well, I'll give you some credit.
It's so good.
I went through, like,
I feel like 30 Rock, other than Community, is, like, the forgotten show of that. Like, everybody's like, oh my gosh, The Office.
But more so the Community than I would say 30 Rock. Because obviously 30 Rock.
No, completely. Because 30 Rock was on Netflix.
Yeah.
And, like, that's huge.
It's upsetting to me. Which is why people need to use Hulu more.
And we have a...
Yeah, just for Community.
But there's so much good stuff on Hulu. There's Seinfeld. There's Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Bob's Burgers.
Bingo card. Graham mentions Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, we checked that one off.
I know.
Minutes
ago. Atlanta is all on.
I love Atlanta.
So good. Donald Glover.
We actually have to finish this episode up, though. So let's do best bits.
Okay, best bits. Graham, you go first because you're the only one who hasn't said their best bit yet.
Actually, no. I'm going last because I have mine planned.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I have to take the iCarly bit because, my God.
It's so
It
funny.
Makes no fucking sense. And it's the funniest shit.
No, it makes perfect sense. It's playing off the sitcom trope of someone being tricked into
No. I mean the use of just specifically iCarly.
Oh yeah.
Who do you think I am? iCarly? Like that doesn't iCarly is not known for
the great sense.
It's just a kid's show.
Some kid's show. That's it. And I think that's so funny.
Yeah.
Because it's not like iCarly is a show that's known for aggressive planning or studying or being studious. It's just fucking a kid's show.
Yeah.
Can I get up and dance around?
Random dancing?
No, I wish.
Random dancing.
Dancing. All right.
Speaking of funny things, Jeff Winger says, give us your best bit.
My favorite bit, I think. I think my best bit is the montage. I love the montage.
Oh, it's so funny.
Apu from The Simpsons.
yeah.
Is they're trying to just go back and forth. I just thought that was so funny. I'm trying to remember any of them, but I can't.
It's okay. You don't
need
to.
My head's full of fumes right now. It's crazy. It's crazy.
No,
dude.
No. Leave it. Leave it.
Stop
leave it.
Playing with the fog machine.
Save it for next episode or get it all done
save it
now.
For never again. So my best bit is...
Let me just get it out of my system.
My best bit is actually the tag.
Oh,
great tag.
No.
Great
well, we
tag.
Can't. Okay, fine.
So,
then,
tag
so that's why I want to go last.
Tag time.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you over the fog machine, I'll be honest.
Tag time.
All right, let's talk about this tag.
It's such a great
so
tag.
Graham,
funny.
Since you love it so much, why don't you summarize it for us?
Okay. So it's the actors that play Troy and Abed on Abed's film version of them doing it, and it's them doing the Spanish rap.
So
but he's like,
funny.
But he's like, the guy who's doing Troy's like kind of messing it up, and then Troy's like, stop, 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 and he goes, yeah, he goes, let me ask you, do you hate this? Do you hate doing this?
Oh my God!
And then like Abed like and Troy go up for a second, and they're like talking, and then Abed goes back to the camera, and he's just like, just have fun with it. I love that tag. It's kind of like what it's like being an actor on one of Jamie's films.
We never got to take 37.
It's kind of
just
like
19.
Oh, that's true.
Kind
of
like
take 37.
Being on production for one of Jamie's films.
It's just I love when Troy goes, do you hate this?
Do you hate this?
Do you hate doing this?
Yeah, it's really funny.
It's also the first like really meta.
They're aggressively
meta. Like, if you think about
meta.
It, it's, they know that the Spanish rap is really popular.
And so they're trying to recreate
it. They're essentially shooting the tag from episode 2.
Yeah. Which is hilarious.
Which is so funny.
It's
and
it's so
the, it's
meta.
The characters directing the characters on how to
be them.
Yeah,
it's so
aggressively meta. And it's so beautifully
and
so.
And it's just the beginning.
It's just the next episode.
There's some
things get so much more meta.
Meta
it's
shit.
So great. It's so great.
And we'll talk about it next episode. Thank you guys so much for listening or watching. You can, if you enjoyed the show, please subscribe to us on YouTube, rate and review us on iTunes.
Really
it
helps.
Really helps us out. Check out our website, awkwardcreations.com. If you want to watch Community and you can't, we officially have a Hulu referral program. You can find the link in the description, in the show notes, and on our website. You can get 30 days free of Hulu where you can watch Community with us.
It's actually the best it's gone, I think, with the smoke machine.
Please tune in next episode where we'll be talking about episode 9.
Yeah.
Episode 10.
Episode 10.
I passed Italian.
'Abed's latest student films show a precedent tendency that frightens Shirley. Oh, oppression. Premonition? I fucking care.
Abed is like kind of telling the future.
Air.
Abed is like telling the future with
which
his
words?
Essentially, Abed's seeing the future.
Because he's predictive of human character.
Correct. Correct. Because he's an entertainer.
Oh my God.
Precedent.
It's not precedent, though.
Let me see.
Oh my Lord.
There was some blank space. I gotta fill it in.
Please stop.
With some smoke.
Please stop.
Prescient.
prescient?
Let me find out.
We should go edit the Wikipedia article. Premonition, I think, is a better word.
I agree.
Well, no, prescient means having or showing knowledge of events before they take place.
And what's premonitioned?
It's
the same thing, except
word.
More pronounceable.
Pronounceable?
Premonition's not a word.
Stop!
How would you spell premonition? It's not a word.
This premonition's a word. I've heard it people say
this
it.
This bit makes me angry. This is an angry bit.
Good, anger. Use it. Exciting. Add some flavor to this podcast. Mostly
anger.
From the taste of the fog.
Prescient.
Which doesn't taste good. All right,
so here's my request.
Go for it.
Originally, we have the audio podcast being the unedited version and the video podcast being the edited version. My request...
Prescient.
My request is to flip it. Can we flip it?
I'm just looking how to pronounce the word prescient.
It is prescient, and premonition's not a word.
You
can have a premonition.
Jamie, can you answer my question?
Yes.
Can we do that?
Sure.
Can we flip
I'm
it?
I'm fine with that.
Okay, cool.
Shows a premonition tendency that frightens Shirley, whose predicted behavior
Can you start the description over again, please?
Here's a little taste.
Stop fogging around.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry for our audio listeners who have to hear that horrible noise.
Look at that.
That's ridiculous.
Right. Not as impressive as I thought it would be. It looks like smoke.
That's literally what it is
supposed to do.
If you think fog and smoke are the same.
It doesn't smell good.
It
reminds me.
I apologize to our smelling list.
Please stop.
I forgot the fancy word for smelling. I know gustatory is for eating.
Gustatory?
Gustatory is for eating. I couldn't remember the fancy word for smelling.
This is so dumb.
There we go.
We're going to suffocate.
No, really. Fine. Okay, there we go.
No, but what if we died on air?
It smells...
ratings would go through the roof.
That'd be kind of funny.
Imagine.
Yeah, it'd be great if we died on air, even though these are pre-recorded podcasts that we don't
do
live.
Oh, yeah, no one would... You're right. No one would ever know. All right,
so I'll just do that.
So, literally all this does is make it harder to see you.
That's the real problem. That's the real problem with this show.
We can't see enough.
I hate that
James.
That's close to you. I want that. Give it to me.
No, it's mine.
Give it to me.
It's mine. I'm confiscating it. No!
All right, Jamie, do you have the information for the episode we just watched? Do I need to hand you your computer?
Oh, boy, I'll do it.
I got it. Okay.
From that experience.
You are, because the videos are going to be the
But, like, why would you watch a podcast video? Sorry if you're watching a podcast
God,
video right
now. Why do you
now.
Have ice right now? I'm very unhappy.
I'm happy about this.
Does anyone want any ice?
Yeah, sure, I'd like a piece of ice. Can I have a piece of ice?
You can have a piece of ice.
Can I be difficult?
Why would you want
Welcome
ice?
To the audio podcast where Ben chews on ice into the microphone.
No,
why would, it's seven degrees out. Why would you chew ice? It was colder in Evanston yesterday than it was in Antarctica.
That's sad. Global warming, am I right?
I mean, yeah. But...
So, the ice is for the fog machine, in addition
to Ben. Can I put the rest of this in here, because I don't want it all. My bit was that I'm chewing into the microphone.
That's a dumb bit.
And that bit is over now. Please stop fogging the room.
I didn't fog anything yet. I'll only do it if things don't get interesting.
And not me or Graham.
This fog is so annoying.
It's annoying
so
to us.
So fucking annoying.
But it's coming right in your face and you're inhaling it all.
Stop wafting it over to me.
Graham, do you want to switch scenes?
Oh my God, it smells so bad.
No.
Okay. Oh, man. This is just sad at this point. Look at this thing.
It was sad from the beginning.
No, I've had this thing for 10 years. I got this as a birthday present.
You told me.
Many years ago.
And
I was telling the
podcast.
The
first time
you've
used it on a bit. As a bit.
I used it on an audio
podcast.
I've used it for a few films. For Space Monks, I think I kind of broke it. We had a scene where Gavin, Evan, and the Fajedi all hotbox together. And so we had to fill the set with smoke.
Raindrop. Hotbox.
And I think that it broke. So now it's just kind of sad.
Oh, there we go.
It's a little bit better.
I love
it. It looks like there's a fire.
I love its, like, sputtering sounds. Like, it sounds like it's gasping for air. It's like
it's a dying. I need a new smoke machine.
No, you don't.
Do you think I could write it off as a business expense for this podcast?
No.
Do you think I could write any of this stuff off as a business expense for the podcast?
No.
You guys don't know taxes. Have you ever done your taxes?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Ben? What are you?
I broke my phone case real quick.
What happened? What'd you do?
No, I fixed it.
Do you want to roll the tape?
I fixed it.
Wait, does that pop open? Does that little clip pop open? That's the coolest fucking... Show it to the camera. Show it to the... Well, not our camera.
Somewhere.
You can see my ID.
So for all of you out there that are big followers of my plight through Italian 101 first semester of college.
No one.
Not even me.
I would just like everybody out there to know that I just got my grade back and I needed to get a 65% on the final.
Did you get a 66?
I got a 65.75. And I needed a 74 to pass the class, and I am carrying a 74.36. And I'm taking it pass-fail, so it's not going on my GPA.
Graham Byrne doing exactly what is necessary.
Doing the
of
bare
him.
Minimum requirements for a language requirement. Hey!
I was going to quote Jeff Winger. I'm like, Jeff Winger. Because doing more than the minimum amount of effort is, is what I like to call failing.